widespread incompetence, insufficiency, abominable service. What is the reason of the widespread incompetence, insufficiency and abominable service companies provide? And I mean big companies, Amazon, Google, Twitter, ClickBank, Spectrum, nearly any company I deal with. I am going to use muscle testing to answer most of the questions. But before I go large, I am going to look at some of the things I can see, even though I am a shut-in. Case Study 1. I live in an apartment in a two-family home. I lived in the downstairs apartment for a year. Of course I hated it, because half of the apartment was forever in darkness. The landlord who used to live upstairs, built a deck to the back of the house, that mired the downstairs apartment in darkness. It is like a cave. So I moved upstairs. The thoughtlessness, the arrogance of the landlord shows everywhere. Every single aspect of the apartment shows amateur arrogance. But I am settled here, and I have lived here now for 20 years. Case Study 2. Next door there is a house for rent. The latest renters are a young woman and a young man. I don't think they are a couple. They seem to be working around the clock. My guess is, they are in product selling. I see them 5-6 times a day on their deck. Smoking, occasionally talking on the phone. Yesterday a new person showed up, and the guy spent hours with this new person, joking, talking, having fun with this new person whose gender is not clear to me, but that isn't part of the story. The woman, who I think, owns the business is now left to pay two people, who don't care, don't work, prefer to chat. Case Study 3. I was unhappy with the speed of my internet. So I decided to switch providers. I called Spectrum and was kept on the phone, unnecessarily for a whole hour. An installation man showed up minutes later at my door. He decided that the new service cannot be installed. He left and asked me to call the company the following day. I did. That was another hour. They have been billing me for the service I am not able to use. And it turns out that I need to return some equipment that installation man could have taken with him. I called yesterday. And they promised me, after a whole hour of diddling, that someone will come and pick up the equipment. It is 5:36 p.m., and no one has shown. Case Study 4. Amazon promises refunds, but only to people who can drive, or walk to a UPS store. They won't allow to return with mail. So now I reduced my purchases from many a month to one a month, and I only buy something I can afford to keep even if it's bad or defective. It would be easy to provide a mailing address and then I could send, at my own expense, products that don't work back, my mailman would pick it up and I would be happy. But no one wants you to be happy anymore. Case Study 5. There are several sites I can't log into, and therefore I can't take care of my business. Why? The login is somehow uses Google verification service, and Google has been the biggest slacker of all. Most days I can't check my mail. The login stalls. It doesn't allow a decent size email. So I have to spend my time trimming each email to be small. It won't allow attachments. I am using an email client. Given that I can't log into Google and Gmail. Or just rarely. Case Study 6. My mammoth site was infected. How? From the inside. Someone at HostGator, probably a new hire, or someone who just wanted to make more money, installed a script on my expensive hosting plan that destroyed my business and made me work around the clock and make no money for almost a month. Was it a 21-year-old, like in the case of the Pentagon? Who knows? Case Study 7. Amazon sells books that are not books, that are sales letters to the book. Amazon sells books that have never been proofread. Like a Agatha Christie book that they scanned and turned into text, the kind that is closer to gibberish than to English text. So let's look what is the underlying reality below all these case studies. Muscle test to the rescue, because I don't know. I don't profess to know. So I'll try to ask good questions. Is this a worldview issue? Yes. Does this apply to only a certain group of people? No. A certain age group? Somewhat. Does it have anything to do with education, skills, knowledge base? Yes. Does the fish stink from the head, or the body? The body. Can we find a commonality and worldview among the people? Yes. They want something for nothing? Yes. They overvalue themselves? Yes. Is it a money issue? No. If they were paid better, would their behavior change? No. I am stumped. So let me take a break here. I'll continue as soon as I get an insight. Okay, so far no insight. So let me use my poking the box method to get something to show. And as an aside, That is one of the values of the reframing challenge, that it asks the participants to give as many different interpretations as they can think of. It is a lot like poking the box. Okay, some facts. The overall intelligence of humanity dropped from 100 to 50. OMG. One of the elements of that is that people now don't look in reality at all. They consider their opinion, their interpretation, their meaning reality. They keep telling me, in my reality, which indicates that they don't understand that there is an objective reality that is independent of what they say. And then they dance with that personal reality, as if it were anything valid, and the most important thing, they are miserable. One other thing about this worldview. Yesterday, a support person who gets paid to take care of support requests told me, I am willing to help you with that. Meaning, he is willing to do the work he gets paid to do. Absolutely horrible. But not unique, I think. Saying, I am willing. As if he did a favor. Is offensive. But more importantly, it says something. But what? When I look at all the case studies above, what I find in every one of them, is this same attitude. I am above you, and I may be willing. But not necessarily. The movie Office Space is a great illustration of that willingness slash unwillingness. There it is triggered, I think, by stupid and unreasonable demands. Is that the same today? There is also another element. I am willing as long as. What comes after that is this, as long as I like it. As long as it's interesting. As long as it doesn't interfere with something I want to do. I occasionally have a student volunteer to do a job for me. What they don't say is, I am willing to do it as long as, whatever. When that whatever isn't there, they don't do it, don't want to do it, but want the pay. Okay, I am seeing something. In the my reality worldview, there is no connection between the pay and the work. None. The connection is completely and utterly ignored. Cause and effect is ignored. Everywhere. The hallmark of the wonder what happened kind of person. Remember? There are three kinds of people. 1. Makes things happen. 2. Watches things happen. 3. Wonders what happened. When the connection between cause and effect is not recognized, not honored, then one is always the third type of person. And, of course, many modalities teach hogwash. They teach that there is a cause and effect relationship between things that are in no way connected. No wonder intelligence has dropped to half in the past 3 years. One of the areas is where it shows up on my doorstep is the area of health. I had a most sobering experience recently. I measured a one-time student's health measurements, and I saw that unless she gets treatments, her so far local trouble will spread to other sites in the body and become incurable. She contacted me 14 days later. And by that time the trouble spread to her liver and her womb. In 14 days. So since then, if someone I measure is in the same on the edge position, I am going to give them, without being asked, some healing so they don't go over the edge. I want to be in the makes things happen position if possible. Of course, if they don't wake up, or if they are cowardly, or arrogant, or wait for handouts, I'll let them fall. There are conditions that my energies can heal, and there are conditions that the energies can't do anything with. If you drink and your liver is shut, oops, I can't help you. If you cause won't allow life-giving nutrients to enter, unless you change your diet, unless you stop eating what and how you eat, I can't help you. My diabetes client is now responsive. Yay. Like with many things, the only way to know if something is responsive or not is to actually give it energy. I do that often when someone asks if their water is energizable. I push the energizer energy. If it changes the vibration, then it is energizable. Same with diseases. My hunch is this: everyone has something that they are not willing to continue having. And when I manage to hit on that, they are suddenly willing and able to change. I call that not willing the jet fuel. If you search your heart and can't find anything that you are not willing, then likely I can help you. The more things you are not willing and the stronger you are not willing, the faster I can help you. I have a ton of not willing. I am not willing to be ordinary. Hell no. I am not willing to be weak. I am not willing to be the third type of person. And most importantly, I am not willing to be a victim. And I could list my not willing for hours. This is the principle of the straight and narrow. Because every not willing can remove a behavior, an attitude, a thinking that would cause what you are not willing to happen. The more not willing you have, the further you can go in life. My non-moving students have no not willing behaviors, attitudes, or thinking. That is why they don't move. Can you invent, force, pretend to have something you are not willing? Of course you can. But it won't provide you with jet fuel. Your not willing is a commitment. And all commitments come from the inside. From the spirit. Everything else is an imposition. A duty. A have to. Or a should. You may have a potential not willing if your spirit is not totally dead. You just need to do some soul searching and not worry about your desires. Your picture of you doing what you are not willing to do. One of my students managed to turn everything around because she discovered that she is not willing to be at cause of her partner's illness. Simple enough, but it has taken a year to get to. This is her first jet fuel energy. There is more there. I am sure. Why does it take an intense year to get to the spirit? I don't know. Sometimes I wish spiritual growth were as simple as a health issue. My health measurements report is really simple, and yet it pinpoints 91% of what can be wrong with you. And for the remaining 9%? I probably don't know enough words for that. There has been a real rush from people to find out what's happening to them. Health-wise. And rightly so, if you have doubts, if you have the thought, you should find out. Don't procrastinate. Consider dying, being in agony and pain one of your not willings. I do. Ask for your health measurements. Or if you are shy, ask for your starting point measurements. I'll see your shyness and I'll send you your health measurements, if and when you have a big issue. Starting point or health measurements.